And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, August the 11th, 2009. 1596, on this day, William Shakespeare and his wife Anne Hathaway buried their only son, Hamnet, died at age 11 of unknown causes, at a time when about one-third of the children in England did not survive past the age of 10. Hamnet was named after Shakespeare's close friend, a baker, at a time when Hamnet and Hamlet were virtually interchangeable names. Hamnet had a twin sister, Judith. Shakespeare was writing mostly comedies at the time that Hamnet died and began writing tragedies a few years afterward. And Shakespearean scholars and critics have come up with all sorts of theories about the connection between the death of the boy and Shakespeare's work, especially the tragedy Hamlet. Shakespeare wrote in his tragedy King John, the speech by Constance, "Grief fills the room up of my absent child, lies in his bed, walks up and down with me, puts on his pretty looks, repeats his words, remembers me of all his gracious parts, stuffs out his vacant garments with his form. Then have I reason to be fond of grief. Fare you well. Had you such a loss as I could give better comfort than you do. O Lord, my boy, my Arthur, my fair son, my life, my joy, my food, my all the world, my widow comfort, and my sorrow's cure." James Joyce in Ulysses had his character Stephen Dedalus sit in the National Library and think about Shakespeare and imagined that in Hamlet, Hamlet was the son and the ghost of the father was Shakespeare. And it was on this day in 1937 Edith Wharton died at her house on the outskirts of Paris at the age of 75, still at work on a novel called The Buccaneers about five wealthy young American women who set out to marry Englishmen so they can become duchesses or ladies or baronesses. She didn't finish the book, but she kept on writing right up until she died, lying in bed, working on the book. Each page she'd drop onto the floor so it could be collected later. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, "Walking to Oakhead Pond and Thinking of the Ponds I Will Visit in the Next Days and Weeks." What is so utterly invisible as tomorrow? Not love, not the wind, not the inside of stone, not anything. And yet, how often I'm fooled. I'm wading along in the sunlight, and I'm sure I can see the fields and the ponds shining days ahead. I can see the light spilling like a shower of meteors into next week's trees, and I plan to be there soon. And so far, I am just that lucky. My legs splashing over the edge of darkness, my heart on fire. I don't know where such certainty comes from, the brave flesh or the theater of the mind. But if I had to guess, I would say that only what the soul is supposed to be could send us forth with such cheer as even the leaf must wear as it unfurls its fragrant body and shines against the hard possibility of stoppage, which, day after day, before such brisk corpuscular belief, shudders and gives way. A poem by Mary Oliver, "Walking to Oakhead Pond and Thinking of the Ponds I Will Visit in the Next Days and Weeks," from What Do We Know, published by Perseus Books Group and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.